Praise the Lord. I welcome everyone in Jesus' name. God is going to surprise you. Whatever water has gone under the bridge, a new beginning for you. And we look at that new beginning, anticipating that, expecting that from this old end of the old, and everything negative, everything bad, everything confusing, everything that gave you setback in the old year, today is that day, comes to an end. Future, bright future, future, a better future, future, a glorious future for everyone as we come to the beginning of the new year in Jesus' name. Father, we're gathered here for you. You created us in the past, you are recreating us now. And Lord, we pray that something yet unknown, something yet untold, something yet unseen will come upon everyone, every family, the whole church, and all your people. In Jesus' name, confirm your word today in every heart and every life. In Jesus' name we pray. God bless you. You can see that we're coming to Malachi, the end of the Old Testament. And we're coming to chapter 3, reading from verse 3. And he shall sit as a refiner and purifier of silver, and he shall purify the sons of Levi and purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer unto the Lord an offering in righteousness. You see the future tense there. He shall sit. Here is the end of the Old Testament. And the Old Testament is telling us at the end that whatever blessings we've got in the Old Covenant, now Christ, the Messiah, the Redeemer, the Lord, he shall sit. Is anticipating and looking forward to the new covenant and the new testament coming. And then he says he'll purify the sons of Levi, he'll purify the people of God, that they may offer unto the Lord a better, higher, glorious, righteous service. We're looking at Malachi chapter 4, reading from verse 4. Malachi chapter 4, verse 4, it says, remember ye the law of Moses, my servant, which I commanded unto him in Horeb for all Israel with the statutes and the judgments. Look at verse 5. In verse 5, it says, behold, I will. Again, here is the end of the Old Testament, the end of the Old Covenant, and he's looking forward, and he's saying, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. Once again, you will see that Malachi is saying, think about the old and think, wrap everything up, all the blessings that we got from the beginning of the old to the end of the old. It says, a better thing is now to come. And it says, I will send. And so in the new year, we're expecting he's going to send what we have missed all through the old years. We're looking at now, we cross over now to Matthew. We're crossing over from Malachi to Matthew. And we're looking at Matthew chapter 9, verse 33. And when the devil was cast out, the dumb spake, and the multitudes marveled, saying, look at that, saying, it was never so seen in Israel. We've crossed over now to the beginning of the new. And the beginning of the new, the multitudes, everybody said, we never saw anything like this in Israel. As we travel from Genesis all to Malachi, as we come to Matthew, what began to happen? We never saw anything like this. Mark chapter 2, and we're reading from verse 12. In Mark chapter 2, verse 12, and immediately he arose, and he took up the bed, and went forth before them all, insomuch that they were amazed. Somebody shout, amazed. You'll be amazed as you come into the new covenant. They were amazed and they glorified God, saying, we never saw it in this fashion. Because now they came to the beginning of the new. And it says, all we saw quite a lot in the old covenant. We saw quite a lot in the old time. But what we see now, as we cross over to the new, they said, we never saw it on this fashion. That's going to be translated into your life. In John chapter 9, verse 32, John chapter 9, verse 32, since the world began, old covenant, Old Testament time, since the world began, we've heard about Noah, we've heard about Abraham, we've heard about Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph, we've heard about Moses, we've heard about Joshua. It says, since the world began, we have never heard that any man opened the eyes of the blind that was born blind. That's telling us that whatever we have known, whatever we have heard, whatever we have read in the history of the dealings of God with man until this time, what is coming since the world began. We never heard, we never saw that somebody that was born blind, that their eyes were open. Why do we see that now? Because we cross over to the new. The message is anticipating a new beginning from the end of the old. There are three things we're looking at. Number one, great experiences of trusting believers until Malachi. You travel in the old covenant and you come to the end of the Old Testament, and it says there were great experiences of trusting believers until Malachi. Look at number two. Number two is greater. If number one is great, number two, greater expressions of transformational blessings since Matthew. Malachi, great until that time. Matthew, since Matthew, now we have greater expressions of transformational blessings since Matthew. Number three, if number one is great, number two is greater, number three, tell me, greatest expectations while truly believing in the Messiah. Now, at the end of Matthew, Christ showed he was the Messiah. I that speak unto thee, I am he. And now he sacrificed on the cross. His blood was shed. And then he said, it is finished. All your troubles are finished. Or the harassment of the devil, the Lord broke his head, and he said, it is, tell me, finished. is finished in Jesus' name. And now when you get out of that, out of Matthew, out of the end of Mark, out of the end of Luke, out of the end of John, and you come to the acts, the actions of the Holy Ghost, that the Messiah now indwells the heart of man, and he gives us the greatest of experiences and the greatest of expressions and the greatest of expectations. Now we have the greatest expectations while truly believing in the Messiah. Look at number one. Number one, we're looking at great experiences of trusting believers until the time of Malachi. Psalm 71, reading from verse 19. Psalm 71, verse 19. Thy righteousness also, O God, is very high. Who has done great things, O God, who is like unto thee. That's in the middle of the old covenant, of the Old Testament period, and it says he has done great things, no doubt, bringing them out of Egypt, great, and all those miracles that confounded the idols of Egypt, great, and then going through the Red Sea, great, bringing water out of the mountain, great, and then overcoming the Amalekites, great, stopping the sun, great, occupying the land of Canaan, O God, thou hast done great things. Look at verse 20. In verse 20, it tells us, thou which hast showed the great and sore trouble, and it says, shall quicken me again. In the Old Testament, quicken me, ye who are dead in sins and trespasses, as he quickened. And it says, by grace was saved, shall bring me up again. It says, from the depths of the earth. Look at verse 21. In verse 21, thou shalt increase my greatness. You have to say that for yourself. Even the Old Testament people, they knew that there is going to be increase, there's going to be expansion, there's going to be addition. And if you come to the new covenant, what are you thinking of? Then it says, thou shalt increase my greatness and comfort me on every side. Comfort me on this side. Comfort me on that side. Anywhere you turn, comfort. Anywhere you turn, compassion. Remember, that's what they were getting until Malachi. Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 25, it says, thy shoes shall be iron and brass. As thy days, so shall thy strength be. Weakness driven away from your life in Jesus' name. In verse 27, the eternal God is thy refuge, is thy covering, is the umbrella over you, and underneath thee are everlasting arms. He shall thrust out the enemy from before thee and shall say, destroy them. They will not destroy you. You must understand, if you miss the amen today, you missed it forever. The enemy will not destroy you. They can only destroy themselves. In verse 29 tells us, happy art thou. I see somebody there, your tears are wiped away. Happy art thou, O Israel, who is like unto thee, O people saved by the Lord. Saved by the Lord. They were saved. Their sins were forgiven, they were redeemed, they were regenerated, they were made anew, they were restored. He restoreth my soul, and he makes me to walk in the path of righteousness. That is Old Testament, and yet it says you are saved by the Lord, the shield of thy help, who is the sword of thy excellency, and thine enemies shall be found liars unto thee. It says, and thou shalt tread upon their high places. The point is happiness, joy. Psalm 51, reading from verse 6. In Psalm 51, verse 6, behold, thou desirest truth in the inward part, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Verse 7, in verse 7, purge me, Old Testament. If the people of the Old Testament period, if they were purged, if they were pardoned, if they were purified, how much more the people of the New Testament? A kind of purging you never got before is coming your way. Purge me, it says, with hyssop, and I shall be clean. My heart will be clean. My life will be clean. My thoughts will be clean. My steps will be clean. It says, wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. If those Old Testament believers were washed as white as snow, were cleansed whiter than snow, what are we doing with any defilement? Those of us that come into the new, whiter, whiter, whiter than snow. In verse 8, it says, make me to hear joy and gladness. Joy, gladness, when you combine that together, you have happiness that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. There is happiness for the believer. And everything that causes sorrow, that causes sadness, God wipes everything away. In joy, in happiness, in gladness, will you live your life one day at a time this coming year? Sorrow and sighing will flee away from you. In verse 9 says, hide thy face from my sins, and blot out all mine iniquities. And when they are blotted out, you know, think of, you know, a man is arrested. After the arrest, they had recorded all those things, and you know, he had given statement at the police station, and they were carrying that thing with them, and now they got to the court, and they just said, okay, what's the point of accusation for him? And you know, they opened the records, all the reports, all the accusation, and even his own confession. They open it, the page is blank. They said, what? They opened and opened again. Somebody with milking has washed everything away. And when your records are opened, when your records are opened, and the blood of Jesus has washed you, has washed your record, has taken all the iniquity away, when you get over there, they cannot see anything to judge you on. Because the blood of Jesus cleanses us from all iniquities. Look at verse 10. In verse 10, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Look at verse 11. Verse 11, cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Verse 12, in verse, restore unto me the joy, the gladness, the rejoicing, the happiness of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Somebody shout another amen there. And in verse 13, it says, then will I teach transgressors thy ways. I'll be so happy, I'll be so glad, and I will so have the joy that the joy will propel me to go tell everybody, I got saved, you can get saved. I got forgiven, you can get forgiven. I got converted. The joy will drive you to tell other people. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. With the joy of the Lord your God, and bring the word of God to people around you, this coming year you have converts. Your people that turn to the Lord. Isaiah chapter 33 verse 24. Isaiah 33 verse 24. It says, and the inhabitant shall not say, I am sick. The inhabitant, the person living in that house where you come from, shall not say, I am sick. Old Testament people, the people that had the old covenant, they said, I can live one day at a time, and I say no to sickness. And when I say no, sickness will hear my voice and run away. And you will not say, I am sick. It says the people that dwell therein shall be forgiven their iniquity, and as a result of the forgiveness, the healing automatically will follow. Amen. I will not say I am sick, because I am not sick. Sins are taken away, and sickness must be taken away. Old Testament, old covenant, and the old covenant is like that. What will the new covenant look like? Point number two, great expressions of transformational blessings since Matthew. Now we come to Matthew. We've left Malachi behind. Those were good old days until Malachi. But now we come to a better day. We come to a greater day. And we come to greater blessings of the new day. In Matthew chapter 9 verse 33. Matthew chapter 9. We're looking at verse 33. It says, and when the devil was cast out, the devil will be cast out. Amen. That devil will not remain in your compound. Amen. That devil will not remain inside your body. Amen. That devil will not remain in your brain. Amen. That devil will not block your way, because your way is clear. Amen. That devil will be cast out in Jesus' name. And when he cast out the devil, the dumb spake, and the multitudes marveled, saying, it was never so seen in Israel. Because now we come to the beginning of the new. Matthew chapter 6, I'm reading from verse 24. Matthew chapter 6, verse 24, it says, no man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, it says, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. In the old on the Sabbath day, they came to reverence God, honor God. They remembered the name of the Lord on the seventh day. Now we come to this site of redemption. And whether it is Sunday or Monday or Tuesday, now we cannot serve God and Mammon. We cannot serve God on Sunday and then serve Mammon, serve covetousness, serve greed, and serve avarice on the weekday. All the days of the week now, every moment that we spend, we now serve the Lord, and we don't serve God and Mammon. In verse 31 tells us, it says in verse 31, therefore take no thought, don't be so anxious, saying, what shall we eat? If we spend so much time in church, what shall we eat? If we spend so much time in evangelism and serving the Lord, running after those souls and bringing them to the kingdom, what shall we eat? If we spend so much time having devotion in the morning before we go out and we don't rush out like other people, what shall we eat? Don't say that. Or what shall we drink? Or wherewith shall we be clothed? Look at verse 32. For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. You will not be like the Gentiles. You will not run the rat race with the Gentiles in Jesus' name. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. Does the heavenly Father know your need? I said, does the heavenly Father know your need? He knows, he will supply. What do I do then? Higher righteousness, greater salvation for us now, greater than those people of the old covenant. In verse 33 says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Reorder your life. Prioritize spiritual things. Give more attention and give more time and give more thought to spiritual things. Make that first, number one in your life. Don't say, all these other activities first, and then later, if I have time, I'll seek the Lord. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. His righteousness. And all these things shall be added unto you. Addition in your life. As you come to the New Testament, that's what you're thinking about. Whatever you have got, addition will come. And whatever time you give to the Lord, addition will come. And in Matthew chapter 7, verse 7, it says, ask, and it shall be given thee. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. Amen. Amen. This year is the year of answered prayer. Amen. The year of solution to every problem. Amen. And the year of healing for every sickness. In verse 8 says, for everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. In Luke chapter 1 verse 72, to perform the mercies promised to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. 73, the oath which he swore unto our father Abraham. Verse 74, that he would grant unto us that we might be delivered out of the hand of our enemies. You need a better amen. Amen. When an enemy holds you and he says, I grab you, you will not go. You look here, you look there, you look up, you look down, and he's holding your farm. And he said, you'll never go from me. And the life you live, I control. The places you go, I control. The moves you make, I control. But the hold of the enemy upon your life will be taken away. The hold of the enemy on your progress will be taken away. Your time has now come that he will knock off the hand and the hold of the enemy upon your destiny. The enemy will not control your reward, will not control your progress, and will not control the height you get to. All the hold of the enemy upon your life, every part of your life, be broken in Jesus' name. Might serve him without fear, without fear, without fear. Look at verse 75. In holiness and righteousness before him all the days of our life. Amen. Amen. Titus chapter 2, reading from verse 14. The redemption we have, the earthier redemption that we have, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity. I just see you now, this year, you have rest that nothing will disturb. Redemption that no sin, no iniquity will jolt in Jesus' name. Because he gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. You'll be on fire. The fire will burn in your heart and burn in your bones and burn with zeal in your life in Jesus' name. You'll say this coming year, I thought I was zealous, but now you're going to have a peculiar zeal that you run, you will not be tired. You walk and you will not faint. And when people think, you should have been tired now, you say the power from on high has come inside you. And now you can do what you couldn't do before. The blood of Jesus cleanse and wash you. The power from on high reside inside you in Jesus' name. Point number three now, we've seen the great, we've seen the greater. Now the greatest expectations while truly believing in the Messiah. He tells us in John chapter 4 verse 25, John chapter 4, we're reading from verse 25. It says, the woman says unto him, I know that Messiah cometh, which is called the Christ. When he is come, he will tell us all things. Messiah is coming. When he is come, he will teach us all things. He will tell us all things. Verse 26, in verse 26, Jesus saith unto her, I that speak unto thee am he. He is the Messiah. And as the Messiah has come, as the Messiah, the mediator, has shed his blood for us on the cross of Calvary. Now, we're going to see greater, greater, greater things in Jesus' name. In John chapter 1 verse 50, John chapter 1 verse 50, Jesus answered and said unto him, because I said unto thee, I saw thee under the fig tree, believest thou, thou shalt see greater things than these. If you believe that, say amen. I believe. I believe. I will see greater things this coming year than I have ever seen in my Christian life. I believe. I will see greater things than I have seen all my Christian life. Greatest expectations while truly believing in the Messiah. In Mark chapter 7, reading from verse 37, and it says, and they were beyond measure astonished, saying, he has done all things well in your life. He will do all things well. We look at your spiritual life, all things well. We look at your professional life, all things well. We look at your academic life, all things well. We look at your physical life, all things well. We look at your emotional life, all things well. And we look at your joy, gladness, happiness, all things well. We look at everything you are concerned about. I'm concerned about this, I'm concerned about that. He will do all things well. Your year of fulfillment has now come. He has done all things well. He maketh both the deaf to hear and the dumb to speak. Ephesians chapter 3, reading from verse 16. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 16. That he will grant you. You missed your amen. Amen. That he will grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. Look at verse 19. In verse 19, it says, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Verse 20, in verse 20, now, when is your blessing? All things be fulfilled, performed in your life. When? Before you go home, a change must take place. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Verse 21, it says, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. In Romans chapter 8, verse 32, it tells us, he that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? And when you step into this coming new year, you stand like you never stood. You talk like you never spoke. You pray like you never prayed. You achieve like you never achieved. Bright day coming for you. great, glorious day coming for you. Because freely now and fully, He will give us all things. Revelation chapter 4. I'm reading from verse 11. Revelation chapter 4, verse 11. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for Thou hast created how many things? Who is going to recreate everything in your life? The Almighty God. He will recreate all things, and He says, for Thy pleasure they are and were created. Your life will be a pleasure to God. Amen. A pleasure to heaven. Amen. Angels will rejoice over you. Amen. And the bodyguard of angels will always be around you. The Spirit of God will be leading you every moment of the day this coming year in Jesus' name. Joy, gladness, happiness, holiness, healing, health, deliverance, dominion, triumph, power, power, and power. Where are you? Up, 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 up. The Lord lifts you up. Pray, tell the Lord, you are now entering into a new phase in your life. Because we anticipate a new beginning from the end of the old. Open your mouth and talk to the Lord in prayer. Believe, and it will be unto you according to your faith. Walking by faith, living by faith, the expectation of faith, the experience of faith, the expression of a greater, higher faith. Believe it. A new day has come. Accept it. The resources of heaven available for you. This year, learn to tarry before the Lord. No hurry, hurry, hurry. No haste. Tarry in the presence of the Lord. He'll saturate your life with His message, His might, His ministry. Healing? Yes. Health? Yes. Recovery, yes. Redemption, yes. Deliverance, yes. Dominion, yes. Success, yes. Significance, yes. Super abundant, overflowing blessing, yes. Yours for the asking. Ask, it shall be given unto you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. Everyone, that's you. Everyone that asketh receiveth. He that seeketh findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened unto you. Give good things to your children. Children in your home, give good things unto them. Children in the church, and the children church, give good gifts unto them. Good teachers unto them. Children, converts, new converts, provide good teaching, good supply unto them. And if you know how to give good things to your children, how much more shall your Father who is in heaven give good things to them that ask him? All things are yours. You have received. You have received. In Jesus' name we pray. Did you hear what we used to say? No lack. This is the time of the total fulfillment of that. No loss. The time has now come for you personally, and no limitation. All the edges that bottled you in, they are blown down and thrown down in Jesus' name. Abundance this coming year. Super abundance this coming year. Overflowing blessing in your life this coming year in Jesus' name. Peace, perfect peace. Purity, perfect purity. Power from on high upon your life. Raise up those hands, raise up those hands. You are now going to become the very favorite of heaven. You open your mouth wide and you will feel it in Jesus' name. Keep those hands up. Father, we come before you. This passing year is almost gone. A new year is about to come. Lord, all the sorrows of the passing year, suffering of the passing year, the sickness of the passing year, the limitations of the passing, the loss of the passing year, the lack of the passing year will not follow anyone to the new year in Jesus' name. Lord, will not carry guilt or condemnation beyond this moment. Anything that brings guilt or condemnation, Lord, I pray, forgive and purge and pardon and cleanse in Jesus' name. Sorrow of heart, suffering in the conscience, and everything that has bowed us down. We did something foolish, we said something foolish, and now the guilt is trailing the steps of somebody there. Lord, I pray, forgive completely, totally, in Jesus' name. As you forgive, Lord, forget.
Amen.
Forget.
Amen.
Put all the iniquities and all their sins, all the guilt, all the condemnation in the bottom of the sea, of the ocean that will never rise up again in Jesus' name. Recreate in everyone a new heart.
Amen.
A clean heart.
Amen.
A free conscience.
Amen.
That Lord, we now start afresh on a new slate.
Amen.
On a clean slate.
Amen.
Lord, your people will be totally free.
Amen.
Because the Son of God has set them free.
Amen.
The power to go and sin no more. The grace to go and sin no more.
Amen.
Grant to everyone in Jesus' name.
Amen.
A sanctified heart, a purified heart,
Amen.
A holy life.
Amen.
Grant to your people in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And now, Lord, power from on high.
Amen.
Not only for the apostles, but for the people. Power from on high.
Amen.
The power of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
The power of a new strength.
Amen.
The power of a new standing.
Amen.
That you build up and strengthen our backbones in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Anoint their mouth.
Amen.
Anoint their hand.
Amen.
Anoint their speech.
Amen.
The Holy Ghost fire that burns every chaff, come upon every life in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Be strong in the inner man. I pray the Lord will be carrying you through now on the wings of an eagle.
Amen.
And wherever he leads you, and wherever you go, power manifested in your life.
Amen.
All the powers there before you get there. All the powers there that will try to challenge you as you get there. Before you open your mouth, God will bring them down.
Amen.
And while you're still praying, while you're still asking, solution will be coming from heaven.
Amen.
Provision, provision, provision will be coming to your family in Jesus' name.
Amen.
When you sit at the table, the Lord will provide everything you will eat.
Amen.
Your family, no loss of any life.
Amen.
Your children will not die prematurely.
Amen.
Your children will go farther than you have gone.
Amen.
In education, in training,
Amen.
In profession, in success,
Amen.
Lord, lift up our children in Jesus' name.
Amen.
The money to educate all your children.
Amen.
The resources to build up your family.
Amen.
The Lord supply from heaven.
Amen.
Go high.
Fly high.
Amen. Go higher.
Amen.
And the highest you have ever known since you were born again.
Amen.
The highest. The highest.
Amen.
The highest.
Amen.
The Lord will feel in every life.
Amen.
Be healed.
Amen.
Remain healthy.
Amen.
Be delivered.
Amen.
Have dominion.
Yeah.
the words of your mouth in prayer will be a decree, and heaven will fulfill it. Whatever you reject is rejected. Whatever you receive, you have. Possess your possession. Where are you? Possess your possession. Where are you there? Possess your possession. As you go back home, joy. You will see joy on the way. You will meet joy at home. You will meet provision at home. As you go back, gladness, rejoicing, strength, and power. You're healed already. You're delivered already. And the joy of the Lord will be the strength of your life. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. It is done. In Jesus' name.